Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Greyhawk. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Greyhawk. You want to find out how to get their music? It's simple. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Check out their brand new record, Keepers of the Flame, that came out last year. Also, they're going to be playing the show on Sunday, September 26th. They're going to be at El Corazon. You should go out there, show them some love, and show some extra love to my buddy, their bassist, Darren Wall. He's the guy that stopped that active shooter situation that happened in Idaho that was all over the news. Awesome dude. He did a great thing, saving probably a lot of people's lives. And he's on the mend right now, so it'll be great to see him back out there rocking on stage.
Don't forget Sunday nights, by the way, at 8 o'clock. We've got a two-hour show featuring all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. It's called Loud and Local, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. And you'll hear great stuff. Bands like Greyhawk.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game.
He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame.
60 seconds on the clock.
You're going down and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And guys, we have made it. It's Friday!
Danny's
Blue Friday!
Half-ass jumping. Danny's limping!
He's trying so hard.
Party.
Yeah.
Don't party too hard, you break a foot.
Happy Friday, guys. And it's a Blue Friday.
Yeah, it is.
We all rocking our Seahawks gear.
I think so. Yeah.
Most of us, I don't think Joey Cheese is.
Yeah. He's probably got some Tom Brady crap on. Yeah. Well, he always has that Tom Brady tattoo, so he's always rocking Tom Brady.
Oh, that tramp stamp? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's not a good look, Joe. It's not a good look.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady dressed as a pirate is a very odd tattoo.
Very odd. Well, how are we going to do this week? Do we know?
We're
going to win?
Yeah.
Titans are a good team. I'm a little worried.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
Because they lost last week, so.
Well, the Cardinals are a good team, so that's why I'm worried about everybody. Everybody's a good team.
All right, well, I think we're going to win, too. Yeah. Steve, let's see if you win this game first, though.
Today I'm going to win it for the Seahawks.
From Ferndale. Okay, all right. If you win, then I think the Seahawks are going to win, and if not,
Oh, I don't need that kind of pressure. Oh,
that's the pressure you're getting.
She just called it.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Justin, are you there?
Oh, it's Justin. My bad. I got the wrong line over here.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me get Justin over here. All right, there he is.
Justin, are you there now?
I sure am. And Joe, don't worry. I'll also be repping my Brady jersey.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Whoa. Okay, Steve, now you really have to beat
Justin. No pressure. No pressure.
All the pressure. Okay. Now get out.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What actor co-stars alongside Tina Fey in the comedy Date Night?
Get back to pass.
Leonardo da Vinci was born in what country?
Italy.
Yes. The Denver Broncos won their most recent Super Bowl in what year?
2014, 15?
No.
13.
No! Which breakfast cereal claims to be kid-tested, mother-approved?
Trix.
No.
Kix.
Yes. What female singer had the 2008 hit song Single Ladies?
Rihanna?
No.
Beyonce.
Yes. Typically, how many points do you score for a bullseye in archery?
In archery?
Yes.
20.
No.
25?
No.
50.
No. How many months end in the letter E?
In the letter E? 1, 2, 3.
Wyatt.
Nice.
You got 3 correct, Justin.
It's something. It's something.
I think you got 4 correct, actually.
Oh, there
4,
we go.
4, sorry. You know, sometimes
I don't think I'll get back in the win column.
So, I mean, 4 is better than 3 at least.
Steve's been having a rough week.
I have.
I mean, yeah, everyone's kind of been having a rough week.
These questions have been a bit of a beating.
I'm sorry.
I blame Sari.
Sari. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah!
What actor co-stars alongside Tina Fey in the comedy Date Night?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Date Night. Jimmy Fallon.
No.
Steve Carell?
Yes!
Nice job.
Leonardo da Vinci was born in what country?
Italy.
Yes. The Denver Broncos won their most recent Super Bowl in what year?
Oh, crap. 2014.
No.
2015.
No.
2016?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Which breakfast cereal claims to be kid-tested, mother-approved?
Kix.
Yes. What female singer had the 2008 hit song Single Ladies?
Oh, that'd be Beyonce.
Yes. Typically, how many points do you score for a bullseye in archery?
50.
No.
100.
No.
69.
No. How many months end in the letter E?
How many months? 3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What state is home to the Rangers in Major League Baseball?
Texas.
Yes. In Frosty the Snowman, which part of Frosty brought him to life?
The head.
No.
The nose.
It's too late.
No.
It's too late. It's done.
But Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win for you.
Seahawks win. Yeah. Sorry, Justin.
Hey, I think it's all good. Hey, Steve, can you play the SpongeBob theme?
Oh, you know what? I absolutely can for you.
Oh, look at that. We get a request from people who aren't even Seahawks fans. Is that what we're doing now?
Go Hawks.
Yeah. Pander to the non-Hawk fans?
I thought that was like the ultimate sign of good sportsmanship. He lost the game and then requested the song for me to play that had me brag that I won.
Yeah.
Played it. Yeah, that was very nice of you.
I've got the Willy Wonka approach. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Wow.
That's what I get.
You eventually figured out that Steve Carell starred with Tina Fey in Date Night. Does anybody know how many points you score for a bullseye in archery?
I'd be guessing about 100.
10.
10?
Y'all were going crazy with the big numbers.
Wow, that's, okay.
Just
then.
10. And in Frosty the Snowman, which part of Frosty brought him to life? You were very close, Steve.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, Vicky knows this.
It's the hat.
Yeah. Come on, it's the hat.
Where does the hat go?
But a hat is not a head.
Yeah,
but
sorry,
it goes on the head. Without a head, there is no hat.
I'm just more disappointed you didn't say dong.
I was gonna, but the pressure. I was, dude. The timer was stopping. I needed to win. I didn't know what the
fair.
Score was.
Fair enough.
If I lost, the Seahawks would lose.
Fair enough.
Sometimes you gotta. Pressure. Sometimes yeah. you gotta forget about the dong in order for a bigger picture.
Wow.
Do Look you at though? You.
That's what my mom tells me.
Yeah. I mean, that's life advice right there,
yeah.
people.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, congratulations, Steve, for winning.
Thank you. Good job, buddy.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We got this guy that, he was being an idiot in his house, and such an idiot that he ended up breaking his TV in front of his wife. What did he do? Oh, I'll tell you. It's 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a video spreading online of a guy showing his wife his new disc golf belt, and then he carelessly whips one of those discs across the room, and he breaks the TV. Wife, not happy.
Did you crack the TV? You broke it. You broke it.
Oh, dude, I'm looking at, first of all, the belt is sick. Secondly, the guy looks like he's maybe pushing late 50s. I wasn't expecting that, which makes it even cooler. Like, this guy's into disc golf. It's cool to see. And he just got a little too excited. It looked like he meant to go more straight, and he didn't let go of the disc.
Oh, boy.
Soon enough. Because the look on his face was like, I just messed this up.
Wow.
So congrats on the new belt, and sorry about your television.
Yeah, dude, you're right. He looks like he's an older dude, and I was not expecting that either. I mean, I thought it was some young idiot. Turns out, no, you know what? Idiocy knows no age.
Yeah, man.
Wow, dude.
And that is a cool belt.
It's awesome. It holds like several discs.
Yeah, I'm sure, I don't know if J-Rubs has one of those, but Sarah needs to get on that.
Well, Christmas is right around the corner, BJ.
Yeah.
Your future son-in-law, that's a good way to get in cahoots with him.
It's a nice holster, man. It's like he's ready to defend himself at any moment,
yes.
or, you know, go golfing. Wow, he breaks the TV and all of a sudden you revert back to being a little kid at that point. And mom's like, what did you do?
He had the look like Tatum has when she grabs like mom's coffee and knows that she shouldn't be drinking it.
Wow. I didn't know.
I screwed up.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, man. So you got to check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So this guy, yeah, he was demonstrating his disc golfing skills in his house, but carelessly whips a disc across the room and breaks the TV. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. Yeah, I was an idiot and once broke blank. When did you break something because you were doing something stupid? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. When did you break something because you were doing something stupid? Your calls, your texts after Billy Idol on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There was this guy, and he was not a young guy. He was an older guy demonstrating his disc golfing skills in his house. Carelessly whips the disc across the room and breaks the TV. You can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. His wife, not happy. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I was an idiot and once broke blank. When did you break something because you were doing something stupid? Let's go to Clark in Maple Valley. Clark, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, guys. Long time no talk to. No cougar story today. But but I'm the cougar guy from yesterday. Anyway, so
that's actually not a very long time no talk to.
This is our favorite caller from yesterday.
Wow.
But it's sort of funny. So two real quick. My son, first day my wife gets her Porsche Cayenne, he wanted a soda. My wife said, no, you can have a water bottle. He did not like it. He threw it at her dash and smashed the $1,000 stereo screen. So
She had,
yeah, so she almost put him in a dumpster that day. It was a bad day. But anyway, so my story, previous to kids. So my buddy and I, he used to, we had a snowmobile club kind of, and we had a cabin. We would go up there on the weekends. I used to drink more than I should, and he was an enabler there. Anyway, so we go snowmobiling. Couldn't spend the night. We're going up. We see this beautiful Cornice hill climb. I don't know if you've ever seen like the Sled Next videos or whatever, these guys high marking and jumping off cornices and these snowmobiles. We used to do that before it was put on videotape. Probably would have done better if we'd videotaped it because we did some terrible, crazy things. Anyway, so we go up there. We couldn't go up the hill climb because the snow was too fresh, right? It was too deep. So our favorite hill climb, we've had to pass. So anyway, the next day we go snowmobiling, blah, blah, blah. We ended up blowing up his engine. Not uncommon. But anyway, so we're towing his next morning, started drinking again. Probably not a good idea. We were towing his snowmobile back, riding double, kind of dangerous actually, and we go, not sober, remember, so we see this hill climb, and the overnight it had frozen up, and the hill climb was perfect, and nobody had been on it, and we just couldn't resist. We thought, well, we'll just unhook this dead snowmobile, and we'll just take turns riding my brand new snowmobile to the top of this mountain anyway, and anyway, long story short, if you are
too late.
I know, sorry. Boom. I got it. Anyway, if you do high marking, it's a real ego contest. And to be high marked on your own snowmobile wasn't okay. So he went up, I went up, he went up, and then I saw he went higher than me. That wasn't all right. So I went up further than him.
I haven't finished my cup of coffee. I just can't keep track.
Wow.
There's too many anyways. I was playing a drinking game where I took a shot after every anyway. I'm wasted now, guys.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man.
I just can't keep track.
Tom Arnold does a better job of being Tom Arnold. Because he so reminds me of Tom Arnold when he speaks. Hey,
Love you, dude. This is too much today.
Here's a pro tip for you. Don't tell more than one story. I mean, I'm sure the call screener was like, okay, what do you got? And he had to add the wife story in there, which adds to the length of your story. So, you know what? Tell one story. Really know how to edit. And, All right, well, there you go. That's a pro tip for callers.
It wasn't him, it was me. It was a problem. I couldn't follow. It wasn't you.
I was ready. I was done with him, too.
But I see your daughter's in the room, so maybe...
Oh, there we go. All right.
Let's cleanse the palate with Sarah.
All right.
Yeah, I won't say anyways.
Anyways.
Anyways. Probably drank more than I should have, though, to be honest with you.
I mean, that's always me. Yeah. Let's get real. This was back in high school. We were, a bunch of my friends and I, we were all hanging out, and we were listening to that Chasing Cars song by Snow Patrol, I lay here. So a bunch of my friends were just, like, laying down, chilling, and I thought it would be a great idea for me to do a nice interpretive dance to this song. And I ended up stepping on my friend's hand and breaking it in two places.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I thought I just stepped on it and she was being a little dramatic. And then the next day she went to the doctor and she's like, no, I broke it in two places. And I was like, ooh.
Whoa.
See, I was guessing people would be breaking objects, like items. I didn't think someone would talk about the time they was doing and broke her friend's hand.
You know, this topic sparked that, wow, I did break her hand and we're still really good friends. I'm going to see her later today. So I'm going to bring that up and be like, remember that one time I crushed your hand? Sorry.
Wow, there's a lot about your life I know, and then there are these little moments where I realize, wow, you really could have cost me a lot of money.
I could have.
Wow.
But she didn't.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't make you pay for it. Like, hey, medical bills, got to get him.
Yeah, look what your daughter did to me.
Unless her parents had good insurance.
Yeah. I mean, I thank their parents for not doing that, because I would have been that guy going, hey, you know what? Your kid's stupid. Give me cash.
Wow. Well, are they Mercer Island friends? They're probably like doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Plus my dance skills. I mean, I had to show them off.
Did you, though?
So I think maybe it was worth it.
All right. That's lovely.
No? Okay.
We got a text that says, I was learning to drive and I did something quite stupid. My mom said, you could back the van up and put it in a different spot for when people come over. I said, sure, no problem. Hopped in the van, thought I put it in reverse. Well, I drove it into the garage door, breaking a few of the panels. I was not asked to move any cars after that.
Nice effort. Well, we got Chrissy in Oak Harbor. Chrissy, you are on the rock.
Hey, BJ Shea.
Okay. What's up, Chrissy? What you got?
Hey, happy Blue Friday, guys.
Oh, thanks, man. What you got, Chrissy?
Hey, so I used to live in a different, in another trailer. I live in a trailer right now, but I used to live in a different one, and there was like a wasp that had flown into the house, and I have young twins, and so I was like scared that it was going to sting them, and I had like this big like Carhartt jacket on, and so I was all gung-ho trying to kill this wasp, and it was in the, like the, right in the window. And I smashed my elbow into the window to try and kill the wasp and end up breaking the single pane window.
Oh.
Wasp one? Yeah. You nothing.
And I mean, some of those, I mean, I used to live in a trailer too, and some of those windows, not the thickest. So
no,
you really...
it was just a single pane window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I didn't even think about it. And I didn't like, you know, I was just like, I'm going to kill this wasp. It's not going to sting my kids. And just smash the window out.
But at least you created a large hole to have the wasp fly out of your trailer.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, well, I killed the wasp. It was like my jacket.
Wow, you got the wasp, the window, and then of course now you get to have a little bay window because they have those inserts for
all the other wasps know you're willing to bleed to kill them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Did you have to get
the best part about it was when I went to go get it replaced, I had to pay $97 to replace this window, and when I went to go pick it up, my stupid drunk friend decided we had been drinking before we went to go pick the window up.
Oh, here we go.
And he's like, oh, I can get it. It's fine. And so the window flexed and broke. So I had to go get another window.
Yeah, drunk window installation is not a good idea.
Yeah, it was a bad choice.
Yeah, good call, Chrissy. Well, at least now you know not to have that drunk friend involved in, well, pretty much anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't broken anything in our house, even with a fly, because Lulu, for some reason, is terrified of flies. I think it's the sound. And like she'll start shaking, like having a panic attack if there's a fly in our house. So once a fly's in our house, it's like all hands on deck. We need to kill this fly or get this fly out of the house, however it's done. So we're like running around with like dish towels, swinging them at this fly. It's a comedy scene, dude. But like I know I'm just a moment away from breaking something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dish towel, you really got to use the magazine, you know, or a newspaper if you can get a hold of one. Because the dish towel is a tough weapon to wield unless you've had proper training.
I feel like actually it works a little bit better than the magazine because like you can at least trying to knock it down in the air, like against like something hard.
Oh, you're trying to get it in midair,
dude. I'm trying to do whatever it takes, man. My dog is shaking.
Yeah, well, you know what? Listen, then you got to train yourself with your dish towel skills, man. Because yeah, you could be deadly with it, but you'll probably break stuff.
And then Tatum looks at us like, "Wow, my parents are stupid." Like, because we're just both going around.
Tatum's like, it's all starting to make sense now.
Someone said they once shattered a car window at high school during a track meet. I was attempting a discus throw for the first time using a triple spin technique. Well, I let go a little too early, and I arced the discus past the protective cage and into the window. I never felt so small at 6'4" in my life from Ryan.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And those discuses, I mean, they're pretty heavy.
Oh, yes, they are.
I don't have any sympathy for anybody who parks super close to, like, a teenager's, like, baseball game or anything
like that. Softball field, yeah.
Do not park close to the field. I know you don't want to walk, but if you get something broken, that's on you. I think it's the person who owns the car's fault.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Gibson and Concrete, you are on the rock.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Hey, Gibson. So when did you break something because you were doing something stupid?
Well, this is very recently. This is actually just this Saturday, and I'm fairly positive that I broke my sternum.
Oh, damn. What were you doing? What?
So, I mean, you know, we played a show and then drinkings at the show and got back. It was my youngest brother's buddy's birthday, so it was right next door to where I live. So we jumped over the fence and... they're doing this, like, disc golf game with a bottle on top of this pole. That has a lot of drinking involved. So
after I failed at that, we decided the trampoline was the best next thing to go for. And I'm pretty good at dude's backflips, so I thought I'd do a couple. I tried to do two, and then after the second one, I was exited off the trampoline.
Oh.
Straight flat on my, yeah, like I'm pretty sure just straight flat on my chest.
Dude, I'm not going to mention anybody's name because I don't want my buddy Josh to be in trouble for this. But I mean, you know, I mean, he got a trampoline and it's just like it's a walking injury machine, or, you know, it's a bouncing injury machine. What do you
as
I mean?
Long as you don't have those nets on there, of course. Yeah, you're going straight off.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you got to have the nets. But you know what? His has nets and still, you know, I mean, people rolling ankles, doing whatever. And I mean, it's just
right.
Like. What are you thinking?
Dude, whenever I walk around like houses, like we'll walk around neighborhoods and developments and you see like a trampoline in that house, like in the backyard or even in the front yard, I just want to knock on their door and be like, so tell us about the time you got injured on this thing. Because you know everyone needs a story.
Oh, yeah.
It's guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Man. Hey, here's a question for you. Did a pro baseball team just help a man celebrate his divorce? Oh, yeah. Find out what they did at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.